This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to emphasize consistency. During the Obama administration, there were lots and lots of us on the conservative side of things who thought that President Obama was exceeding his power as president. When he said he was going to ignore Congress, he was going to get things done with a phone and a pen and issue executive orders, some of which changed life in America in a very profound way. For instance, his executive order, well-intentioned though it might be, for DACA, for the delayed action on childhood arrivals. It should have been done by a congressional vote, which probably could have happened. It didn't, and again, lots of hollering about changing things just because the president wants to. There was plenty of that hollering by Democrats against President Trump as well. And by the way, they were right. The president should not rule, should not govern by issuing executive orders. The whole idea of our Constitution is you work with Congress. And now it's Biden. There is a very profound change that was just announced today. And it's going to cost you, the taxpayer, millions and millions of dollars, and it's also going to damage our military, which is crucial to the future of the United States and the security of which we all live. We will get to that issue. We'll also get to the new law authorizing what's called recreational marijuana for the city of New York, and they keep emphasizing this is a form of reparations. They want to specifically use the money that will be collected in taxes from the marijuana tax to help people of color who ran into troubles with the law before. Does this make any sense at all? We will get to that. We'll be talking with a veteran of what are called the drug wars and an advisor to President Obama, President Bush, and others on dealing with drugs. That coming up. First up, speaking of dealing with drugs and dealing with the kinds of insecurities and pain that plague so many American big cities, I think everybody in the country has by now heard about, well, first of all, there was another mass shooting last night in Orange, California, and apparently it's getting much less attention because it was at a place of work. It wasn't at a massage parlor. I guess that's a place of work as well. And it wasn't a supermarket, another place of work. This was an office-related dispute where the killer killed four people and killing, including a nine-year-old boy. So it counts as a mass shooting. And why is that not getting the kind of attention that other shootings have gathered, garnered? We will get to that. But first of all, there was an assault. And the assault was on Monday of this week. And it was a vicious, hideous assault. It's sickening to watch it. Where a petite Filipina woman, who has now been identified, was walking to church on Monday. She's somebody who's deeply religious. Gallup now tells us it's a minority of people who are church members. Well, she was. And she was assaulted by a thug, and he is a thug, who came up to her, kicked her to the ground. She broke her pelvis in her fall and then kicked her several times in the ribs and kicked her in the face and in the head. She has contusions all over her body. She's like 65 years old. She's hurt. And this SOB then walked away. And this is after he was saying things like, you don't belong here, you don't belong here, and saying a number of other anti-Asian things that the survivor of the assault reported. Well, here is the lead in the New York Times. A homeless man who was out on parole. For what? You think he was out on parole for camping without a permit? No. It's a homeless man who was out on parole for killing his mother. Was arrested and charged with a hate crime yesterday in connection with a violent attack on a Filipina immigrant near Times Square. The man is named Brandon Elliott. He's 38 years old. Listen to this. He was living at a hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Now, I've tried to book hotels in Midtown Manhattan. It's incredibly expensive. I mean, you're talking about $300, $400 a night or more. But Brandon Elliott, 38, convicted murderer of his mother. He stabbed her 3 times in the chest while his 5-year-old sister looked on. Lovely guy. The man, Brandon Elliott, 38, was living at a hotel in Midtown Manhattan that has been serving as a homeless shelter. He was seen on security footage brutally assaulting Vilma Kari, 65, as she was walking to church. This was on Monday morning, the police said. Mr. Elliott now has been charged with 2 counts of assault as a hate crime and 1 count of attempted assault as a hate crime. So said Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance at a news conference. If convicted, he will face up to 25 years in prison. That's not enough, and he may in fact get more because he has other problems with his parole. When you are a murderer and you've served 16 years of what could have been a life sentence, and then you violate that parole by attacking a poor woman in a hate crime who was somebody else's mother after murdering your mother, then don't you think there ought to be some way to either, obviously they can't execute him because nobody died in this assault, but they certainly should be able to put him away forever. Mr. Elliott is accused of brutally shoving, kicking, and stomping a 65-year-old mother to the ground after telling her that she didn't belong here, said the district attorney at a joint news conference with the city's police commissioner, Dermot Shea. So let me join the commissioner in being clear. This brave woman belongs here. Asian American New Yorkers belong here. Everyone belongs here. No, not everyone. This homeless killer, convicted killer, and crazy person does not belong in Manhattan or anywhere else other than somewhere where he is monitored very, very closely and not allowed to walk the street. By the way, they're investigating him for other suspected hate crimes against Asians. It'd be fascinating if they identify that. The video shows the man kicking Mrs. Carey in the chest outside a luxury apartment building. After she staggers back and then collapses onto the sidewalk, he then kicks her repeatedly, and it's again and again and again in the head. Officials said that Mr. Elliott shouted a number of disparaging remarks at Ms. Carey, according to a draft of the criminal complaint. He approached her shouting, "You don't belong here," singling her out as an Asian, and following up with words that Ms. Carey said she was unable to hear. Ms. Carey suffered a fractured pelvis and contusions on her body and forehead, according to the draft complaint. The horrifying footage spread widely across social media and in news reports. Mr. Elliott was arrested on Tuesday evening and then was expected to be arraigned in Manhattan. This is an unbelievable story, but there's more. City council, actually, in a very liberal city, does something smart about homelessness. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners, free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, in invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show. Just a few details more because they are so relevant. We tend to believe, if you listen to particularly people who are so-called homeless activists, they will tell you that people who are homeless and living out there on the street or being sheltered temporarily during the pandemic in various hotels that are being rented because nobody else is going to hotels right now, and they have lots of empty rooms. So I don't know which Midtown hotel the assailant in New York was living in, But the chances are it's probably a pretty nice place where he attacked the poor woman who was the victim of his attack. He is a nice area. Her name, Velma Carey. In any event, one of the things that the New York Times brings up about him, he's a native of New York, and pleaded guilty, did this guy Brandon Elliott, who's 38 years old, to second-degree murder in 2002 after fatally stabbing his mother in front of his 5-year-old sister in the Bronx. So he's a New Yorker. He's not new there. And he was sentenced to 15 years to life, minimum of 15 years. He applied for parole after 15 years, denied. He applied for parole again, denied. And then they let him out. And he's now been living at public expense as one of New York's prized homeless citizens. And the police commissioner, Shea, said this. He says, I don't understand why we are releasing or pushing people out of prison, not to give them second chances, but to put them into homeless facilities or shelters, or in this case, a hotel. And we expect good outcomes. Now, of course, you're not going to get good outcomes. So far this year, the New York Police Department has investigated 33 anti-Asian attacks as hate crimes. That exceeds the 28 investigated all of last year. And this year, of course, as you now know, as of today, it's 1/4 over. So more than 400% increase in reported hate crimes against Asians. Many of the victims in these cases have been middle-aged men and women who were alone on public transit or, like Ms. Carey, on city streets. Community advocates also say that anti-Asian attacks have long been underreported, and many reported incidents have not led to arrests or were not charged as hate crimes. Well, this one better be. And I mentioned before that the homeless situation has gotten so crazy, so bizarre, that even some public officials in Portland had to take action. And Portland, of course, a city where there are nightly riots that have been regularly scheduled for going on a year, and where the police department has been cut, and the total breakdown in the situation downtown is very bad. But it also has a very major homeless population. So this, what's fascinating, this comes from the Oregonian, leading newspaper in the state of Oregon. The Portland City Council voted unanimously last night, unanimously, to change the wording of a proposal to grant wide latitude on citing temporary housing for homeless individuals. To make clear that, listen to this, parks, green spaces, and parking lots are off limits. They have to pass a special bill to say that you can't just set up shop and camp in public parks. The change came as Portland City Council members continued to clarify proposed rule changes to allow tiny house pods, tent encampments, and other forms of shelter for people experiencing homelessness throughout the city. To lower barriers to creating such housing, the initial proposal included very flexible rules that would have allowed shelters in parks and, in fact, just about anywhere. But in response to thousands of public comments and hours of testimony in prior weeks, the council voted to change that. Outdoor shelters now will not be allowed in parks, parking lots, golf courses, wetlands, forests, or other natural spaces under the revised rule. Shelters would, however, be allowed to pop up at indoor community centers. Are they serious? You're allowed to construct some little home for yourself or a tent in an indoor community center? Commissioner Carmen Rubio said in response to public comments the city had received, "We did hear you, and we spent a lot of time discussing how to best respond." So said Commissioner Carmen Rubio in response to the public comments the city needed. One of the things that's troubling about this is the way it's posted on the website for the Oregonian. They have a picture of a beautiful green park with a path, and it shows two older people walking peacefully down the path. Now, is that implication that that's the kind of people who are going to be banned from camping in public? Can I tell you, people like this thug, this creep in New York City, people like that are much more typical of the people who are people experiencing homelessness than the kindly elderly folk that that they were describing or depicting in the illustration to this article in the Portland newspaper. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and we do have to get to it, though it's going to make a lot of you angry. But it's the truth, for goodness sake. There was an executive action taken by the President of the United States and then followed through by the Defense Secretary that actually does a couple of things. First of all, it shows just how far left this administration is pushing. And the second thing that it does is the way that it is covered in one of the nation's leading newspapers reemphasizes a point that I was making with you concerning all of this stuff, equating the Georgia law with Jim Crow, equating Iowa changes with Jim Crow. And basically, that kind of analogy is like crying wolf. It is like minimizing. It's like insulting to the people who actually suffered and suffered repression and lynching and deprivation of basic rights under Jim Crow. Well, now there's another claim that Biden supposedly has rectified about another oppressed minority, the transgender. So what's happening there? You won't believe it, but it's coming up on the MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In his first official full cabinet meeting, President Biden told various secretaries,
"We've got a lot of business to do, get done."
The president also named five members of the cabinet to take the lead in explaining the administration's jobs plan.
Working with my team here in the White House, these cabinet members will represent me in dealing with Congress, engage the public in selling the plan, and help work out the details as we refine it and move forward.
A company which is used by Johnson & Johnson to produce their coronavirus vaccine has been cited many times by the FDA for major problems, such as poorly trained employees, cracked vials, and black mold found around the facility. Johnson & Johnson says an unknown quantity of vaccines were recently rejected. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the headline in the New York Times proclaims Biden ends Trump ban on transgender troops. Well, that's kind of old news, but they add something. Biden ends Trump ban on transgender troops and opens path to transition care. What does transition care mean? It means that if you're transgender and you are somebody who was born male, and no, you were not born transgender, you were born male. You may have developed the idea, the fixation, you can say the reality, that you are transgender, that you don't want to be the male gender, that you want to be a female gender. But what it says is that you can go ahead and join the Army, and Uncle Sam will take care of the very expensive treatment with hormones and surgery that are necessary, according to some medical experts, and it certainly isn't unanimous, in treating transgendered people. And here is the story as it's written in the New York Times. And tell me if this sounds fair to you, or accurate, or balanced, or anything like that, because it isn't. The story by someone named Helene Cooper says the Pentagon on Wednesday, that's yesterday, erased a Trump-era ban on transgender people serving in the military, issuing new rules that would offer them access to gender transition care and medical services. The sweeping guidelines allow transgender people to enlist and serve openly as the gender they identify with, and to receive medically necessary care authorized by law. They also prohibit discrimination on the basis of gender identity. The Pentagon announced the shift on the same day that Mr. Biden proclaimed a transgender day of visibility. Do we really need that, Mr. President? A day of visibility? Haven't we been having the last several years of visibility? Do you know leading newspapers in this country? I mean, including the Wall Street Journal, including the Washington Post, LA Times, New York Times, Boston Globe. How many articles they have about drag queens, about transgendered people? And so we need a day of visibility? Okay, it's a day of visibility. The president and top administration officials posted on Twitter that, quote, transgender rights are human rights, and it called for all Americans to stamp out discrimination against transgender people. Aaron Belkin, the director of the Palm Center, and they quote him in the pull quote, they quote him also saying, this is a big step toward making our military stronger and fairer. That's Aaron Belkin, they describe him as director of the Palm Center, a public policy research group. I looked up what the Palm Center is, by the way. They never tell you in the New York Times. I'll tell you in a moment. Aaron Belkin, director of the Palm Center, said in a statement, this is a big step toward making our military stronger and fairer. And it recognizes years of research showing that a single standard for all service members improves readiness. It allows for the widest possible pool of qualified personnel. Okay, how does it make our military stronger if there are literally thousands of people, and later in this article they say it's between 1,000 and 8,000, who are going through what is intensely painful, difficult surgery and recovery thereafter? Because if you are going through one of these gender confirmation surgery numbers, your plumbing is being rearranged. And if you read some of the medical details, it's really serious surgery. I mean, you think about, because these parts of the body are not just used for sexuality. There's some basic human needs. Many times a day, several times a day at least. And the idea that you're making the army stronger by helping people with, quote, this transition, an estimated 1,000 to 8,000 service members identify as transgender, according to Stephanie Miller, the director of the Pentagon's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. She said that at the news conference, though Defense Department officials acknowledge the number is imprecise and could be higher. She also said that the estimated costs for medical treatment for transgender troops, which President Donald J. Trump cited as a reason for the ban, would be just a handful of $1 million per year. Just a handful of $1 million? So how many is that? 10 million? 20 million? Given the fact that this surgery costs, in most cases, up to a $500,000, and someone is paying for it, is this really the way to strengthen the American military? Mr. Biden and Defense Department leaders are also wrestling with a reckoning on race at the Pentagon, of course, where officials had to confront a stark fact. Close to one in five of those arrested in conjunction with breaching the Capitol on January 6th have ties to the military. And many have links to white supremacist organizations. After the attack, the Pentagon has held a series of sessions to address extremist and white supremacist groups in the military. Okay, that's completely legitimate and good for Secretary of Defense General Austin Hill for pursuing that. But let me just go back to this thing that they have this pull quote by Aaron Belkin. They identify him as director of the Palm Center, a public policy research group. Do you know what the Palm Center is? The Palm Center is a think tank founded in 1998 at University of California, Santa Barbara. It was originally known as the Center for the Study of Sexual Minorities in the Military. It was renamed in 2006 in recognition of $1 million endowment from the Michael D. Palm Foundation. And this Aaron Belkin is not somebody with military experience. He is a PhD. He attended Brown University and University of California, Berkeley, and teaches political science at San Francisco State University, and is director of the Palm Center, a think tank that disseminates research on gender, sexuality, and the military. And in 2011, he was a grand marshal in San Francisco's LGBT Pride Parade. Okay, don't you think they should mention some of that? If they're doing an article and they're quoting him as an authority who says that all of a sudden welcoming transgender troops with whatever their medical needs are, that welcoming those transgender troops will make our military stronger, how will it make the military stronger? I do not understand. If somebody wants to try to answer that question, please give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Headlines from peaceful Portland, where part of what the city council voted on, when they said, no, you can't set up new homeless shelters, just basically tents, shacks, whatever you're building. You can't do it in parks or in city wetlands or on city-owned property that is forest or parking lots adjacent to parks. They can't do that. But they have something else in mind that is outrageous. Portland police are overwhelmed with the violence in the city and are struggling to keep up with all the calls. Overnight Tuesday into Wednesday, Portland police got called to several big incidents, including a deadly stabbing and two shootings. But they want to accommodate more homeless people? Sure they do. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Michael Medved show, we were just talking about Portland, and part of what the city council voted, in addition to the smart idea of banning outdoor homeless shelters in parks, parking lots, golf courses. Can you imagine? You know, you're using a city-owned golf course, or maybe even a private golf course, and golf is not an inexpensive game. You know, so you're making a little bit of an investment there. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the golf course, you see a homeless encampment? No, I think it's perfectly logical, of course, that they would ban that at golf courses. But the council also voted last night, to extend for another year the state of housing emergency it first declared in 2015. That allows the city to drastically waive all zoning codes to keep current alternative shelters operating and to allow more to pop up as needed. Additionally, the council voted to direct staffers to find land parcels owned by the city that would be appropriate for transitional shelters and affordable housing. They want that list by June 30th. And one of the statements by one of the council members is that we need to pass policy that lets us be as flexible as possible to help the most vulnerable people in the city, said Commissioner Dan Ryan. We need to meet our houseless community where they are. Everyone deserves a safe place to sleep. What's difficult to really figure out here is the city intervening, and Portland is one of those cities where the housing codes and the bureaucracy you have to go through to build anything, to add on a room to your house, to try to build a new house, it's incredibly bureaucratic and incredibly expensive. And here what they're saying is, well, but if we're providing shelter for our houseless community, then you can forget about all that. We just go ahead and use the taxpayer money. The other report from Portland police overwhelmed by nightly gun violence. There have already been 25 homicides in Portland this year. Last year, at this time, there have been two. So we're talking about a 1,000% increase in homicides. Something is wrong. No, they haven't loosened gun laws in Oregon. They have very strict gun laws in Oregon. They do in California, too. And in California, there's a report that the gunman who killed four people and wounded a fifth at an office complex knew all the victims, either through business or personally. The gunman has been identified as 44-year-old Aminadab Gaxiola Gonzalez. He was wounded and hospitalized. They don't know yet whether he was wounded by some of the fire from police or whether he was a self-inflicted wound. And apparently what he did is he locked a chain link fence around this place of business that he came in and started shooting people. And he was not using a rifle. It was a semi-automatic handgun. They are reporting no telling of how he got that weapon. But again, I'm wondering why is this not getting the attention that the horrible shooting in Boulder attracted, or that the horrible shooting of massage therapists, some of whom, by the way, the killer may have known in that case, that got a great deal of attention, this one not. Is it just a body count question? Or is it the idea that somehow it's less terrifying if it's at a place of business? I don't know why it's less terrifying. There's something about the randomness of just going into a supermarket and starting to shoot people that is deeply, deeply alarming and depressing. And speaking of deeply alarming and depressing, there is some good news here, which is that the last congressional battle for control of a congressional seat from 2020 has been settled, and Republicans won. This is the second district in Iowa, where over 400,000 people voted. And by the way, if you think your vote doesn't matter, the Republican won by 6 votes. There was a recount, there was another recount, there was certification, there was even acceptance by the Democrat at one point, but then she came back and she said she wanted 22 more ballots recounted. She thought the ballots would be for her. And it was only 6 votes, and she had lost, and she was an incumbent. Her name was Rita Hart, and in any event, she gave up. And this appears to have been pressure from Nancy Pelosi. They didn't like the look of Democrats not accepting a certified election when, of course, they had been incredibly negative toward President Trump for refusing to accept certified election results. Yes, this was closer, but undoubtedly now they can go about facing another contest. Democrat had won in 2018. Then Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks had won last time, and I'm sure they will be at it again. And in New York State, for people who don't believe there is a difference between Democrats and Republicans, virtually every Republican voted against giving a green light to purple hot haze, as the New York Times said in their tongue-in-cheek headline. And they report on the vote that occurred yesterday to legalize marijuana. First of all, it shows a retreat from Andrew Cuomo. He had been initially wanted different details in this bill, but he has very limited power right now because of all the proceedings against him. And the Times begins its coverage. It says, after years of stalled attempts, New York State has legalized the use of recreational marijuana, enacting a robust program that will reinvest millions of dollars of tax revenues from the cannabis in minority communities ravaged by the decades-long war on drugs. Governor Cuomo signed the cannabis legislation yesterday, a day after the state legislature passed the bill following hours of debate among lawmakers at Albany. Here's what is so striking. They talk about minority communities ravaged by the decades-long war on drugs. Is that true? I mean, minority communities have been ravaged by drugs, not by the war on drugs. It's not that, we were doing fine with crack cocaine, we were doing just fine with heroin, we're doing fine with fentanyl, we're doing fine with every kind of drug, methamphetamines, ecstasy that you can imagine. We're having a great old time. And then those mean drug agents came in. If you take a look at the statistics in New York, one of the main reasons that they show that crime fell so dramatically, particularly in New York City, but around the country, in the beginning in the 1980s, was the war on drugs, getting rid of crack cocaine, suppressing the trade in narcotics that can ruin your life. We're going to be speaking, coming right up after the break, to Kevin Sabat, who's a fascinating guy. He was a principal advisor on drug policy to President Bill Clinton. Yeah, the same one who smoked but didn't inhale. And he was a primary advisor on drug policy to President Bush. And then a primary advisor on drug policy to President Obama. So two Democrats and a Republican. One thing that he's been consistent about is this ridiculous tendency to underestimate the seriousness of today's marijuana, which is different from yesterday's marijuana. By the way, breaking news, New Mexico today became the second state in 24 hours to vote to legalize weed. We'll talk about all of that with Kevin Sabat, former White House advisor on drug policy, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.